station for Clifford, CLIFFORD, Gamber, GAMBER, May 1st, 62. Address as a letter, Dr. Reitman, Reichmann, 8286835, and Dr. Akkad, AKKAD. Dear colleagues, a follow-up for Mr. Gamber Clifford, 64-year-old gentleman, life-change amyloidosis, advanced renal failure. I talked to Dr. Ghosh, G-O-S-H, Pomero Transplant, University of Michigan. We review recent attempt for bone marrow transplantation, cell apheresis, APH. Apheresis was obtained. They were concerned about acute and chronic renal failure, atrial fibrillation, and volume overload. The bone marrow transplant did not proceed. He has maintained good volume by sole fluid restriction diuretics with minimal edema of the losartan. Kidney function has improved to a GFR around lower 20s, stage 4, has not returned to baseline, which was around 35 to 40. Dr. Ghosh mentioned concerns about the increased side effects of a bone marrow transplant from the induction treatment to maintenance, given the advanced renal failure. She is going to make a follow-up appointment in the near future in person to discuss this with Cliff's wife and family members. Cliff will have to make a decision to take the risk or not. Obviously, without bone marrow transplant, high likelihood of the light chain amyloidosis, multiple myeloma to progress. He does not require immediately dialysis. Presently, anemia is stable. Low normal levels of iron studies with normal B12. There is suppressed immunoglobulins, but no monoclonal protein detected. Phosphorus less than 4.8. There was a stool positive for blood, but no gross melena. At this moment, no further intervention, as there are other pressing issues. I mentioned to Cliff that from our side, there is nothing more that needs to be prepared or updated before bone marrow transplant. The decision is now at the University of Michigan, as well as him and family, to accept risk and proceed or take alternative care. Continue to follow enter dictation.